वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 12 एंटाइटल्ड इनुमेरेशन ऑफ एलिमेंट्स ऑफ मटेरियल क्रिएशन टेक्स्ट नंबर 5। सो वी विल रिसाइट द वर्स नाउ। नैतद्देवं यथातथम् यदहं वच्मि तथा एवं विवदन्तां हेतुं शक्तयो मे दुरत्ययाः। नैतद्देवं यथातथम् यदहं वच्मि तथा एवं विवदन्तां हेतुं शक्तयो मे दुरत्ययाः। नैत्वदेवं यथा तत्त्वं यदहं वच्मि तत्तथा एवं विवदन्तां हेतुं शक्तयो मे दुरत्ययाः। शक्तयो मे दुरत्यया। यथा तत्त्वं यथं तत् तथा शक्तयो मे दुरत्यया। माताजी एतदेवं यथा तत्त्वं त्वं यदद्यं तथा So, we'll read the translation word by word. No, it is not. Etat, this. Evam, so. Yatha, as. Artha, say. Tvam, you. Yat, which. Aham, I. Watch me. I'm saying. तत् दैट तथा दस एवं इन दिस वे विवदातम फॉर दोज हु आर्ग्यू हेतुम और लॉजिकल रीजन्स शक्तया द एनर्जीज आर इम्पेलिंग मी माय दुरत्ययः unsurpassable. Translation: when philosophers argue, I don't choose to analyze this particular case in the same way that you have. It is simply my own insurmountable energies that are motivating their analytic disagreements, perpetrated by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Because of the material potencies of the Supreme Lord, mundane philosophers are perpetually arguing about which came first, the chicken or the egg. By the influence of the modes of goodness, passion and ignorance, different philosophers are attracted to different views. And by the influence of the material atmosphere created by the Lord, these philosophers perpetually disagree with one another. The Supreme Lord Himself, however, has given the clear explanation as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 6.4.31. Yachaktayo datam vadinam vai vivada samvada bhuo bhavanti kurvanti chaisam muhur atmamoham tasmami namonanta gunaya bhumne. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto all pervading Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possesses unlimited transcendental qualities, acting from within the cores of the hearts of the philosophers, who propagate various views. He caused them to forget their own souls, while sometimes agreeing and sometimes disagreeing among themselves. Thus, He creates within the material world a situation in which they are unable to come to a conclusion. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Him. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavascha Shri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatham Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lilita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashat Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas so that I can speak something on the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So in this verse, the story of chicken and egg, which has been talked about, and this has been a perpetually a question mark for many people. And I don't know about in the childhood or earlier days, we might have discussed this in many situations, what comes first. But as devotees, we don't discuss about these topics, because chicken and egg really doesn't matter much for us. But still, you know, in this purport it is mentioned. And why it is mentioned? It is because of the disagreement in the world. Now in this purport, Srila Prabhupada has there is one verse which is also quoted. And in purport of that also, Srila Prabhupada actually mentions in the sixth canto, he actually mentions there are so many different philosophies, different vadis, you know, Dvaitavadis, Advaitavadis, Mayavadis, Mimamsavadis, so many different philosophies Srila Prabhupada talks about. But if you look at today, how many people are really interested in any arguments on these subject matters? Because these subject matters, hardly anyone studies. Very few people have inclination to do any religious studies. What is religion? Nobody actually bothers about it. So, we may not find too many arguments or disagreements in this subject matter. But if you look at the material nature and there are so many other subject matters, there are so many discussions, so many arguments on these areas. Like for example, you know, somebody who wants to, and here also in purport it is mentioned how the mode of goodness, passion and ignorance actually affects these things. So, if you look at somebody who wants to relax, somebody who is in the mode of goodness may propagate, they'll say that, okay, you should do at least practice yoga. You know, the Hatha yoga practice also. So that will give you a peace of mind or, you know, in a better way of living. Somebody who's in the mode of passion may talk about that, let me join a gym and do some excessive exercise. So that will give me peace. And somebody else may say that, okay, I want to relax. I'll just eat and I'll just sleep. Sleep for long hours, right? Till 11 o'clock in the morning sometimes. So may various ways, various things are discussed and there are arguments. If you look at even the religions also, there are arguments on that okay, how my religion is the best and it is the topmost. And everything else in this world is useless. And so people become so insensitive to the sentiments of other people. And then because of these arguments then leads to kind of terrorism also. But this itself also a mini-terrorism, telling others, forcing our views on somebody else. So this disagreement, so we'll discuss about the disagreement part in this purport today. And disagreements and agreements in this material world are actually depends on the selfish motives, right? Maybe it is an individual selfish motive or it may be a kind of mutual selfish motives. Sometimes people come together so that they have together, they can achieve something for themselves. And we can see this in many political parties. As soon as the election comes, suddenly they start aligning with each other. Their principles, their values may match or may not match. But to achieve some numbers, to achieve the power, they are doing this. So agreements and disagreements are completely, in this material world, are purely based on the selfish motives. And Srila Prabhupada mentions in this purport also, in the six cantos purport, that root cause of disagreement is envious nature. Envious of Krishna, envious of Krishna's message, or false ego. And he also mentions they are bewildered due to offenses committed to Lord. Because they feel that what we know is the best, and they consider Krishna as one of the personalities, sometimes even a philosopher or just a yogi, you know. So they have these strong belief systems and rigidity to accept the views of others. So the question comes that, you know, is it good to have these disagreements? Because history has shown that unhealthy way of handling disagreements have led to so many challenges. You know, there have been fights, wars, hatred amongst people, one country to another country. So how the disagreements are handled is very important. So that is one aspect. But another aspect of disagreement, if it is handled healthy way, in a healthy manner, so healthy disagreements can be a sign of trust. Because only when you trust somebody, you can go and tell that, okay, I disagree with your views. you will not feel, you can be confident, and that person will not feel bad that, okay, this person is disagreeing with me. It also a sign of diversity, right? Like, I may have one view, but other people may have different views. Each person can have different views. We may not agree. So it is not, in one sense, it's not a disqualification or it's not a problem. It's like, you know, so many different views are coming to choose for. And it shows openness and creativity. And we can see that within our organization also, in ISKCON also, so many creative ways of services. There are different people are doing services in so many different ways. So many different projects have come up, which probably were not thought few years back. And that is the way the devotional service or preaching is also happening. So it brings out the creativity. So this disagreement, does it affect the devotees? Is the question. Yes or no? That's the question. So we'll see, like, from pure devotees' point of view, they are like, what is their view? How they deal with disagreements? Actually, for them, there is no disagreement. Prabhupada says that. Okay, that for devotees, there is no disagreements. Because the example is given how a stone is put in a pond, a water body. It creates ripples. And if the stone is put in the same point, the ripples will go parallel. But the stones are put at different points, then the ripples will clash with each other. So the pure devotees, they are always, their center is Krishna. So when their center is Krishna, the ripples or whatever their thoughts are parallel to others. The purpose is to just to serve Krishna. So we can see that even in spiritual world also, there is Srimati Radharani and there is Chandravali also. So they may have serious disagreements, the way or their rivalry is there, but the purpose is to serve Krishna. So it's a transcendental competition which we can see. So Prabhupada also mentions in one of the quote I would like to read, that he says that because we are all individuals, sometimes there is a disagreement between devotees. When non-devotees quarrel, they cannot stop and end up killing each other. But the devotees' disagreement does not last long because they patch it up for Krishna's sake. Because they are all working for the same end, Krishna's service. So this is the consciousness of devotees. But if we look at ourselves who are sadhakas, right, and who have certain conditionings, so we may not be at that level of understanding this healthy and unhealthy disagreements. So this disease of disagreement may sometimes go into disrespect. And that's where the dangerous situation will come. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he told Srila Prabhupada that there is fire in the mud. So that was the situation. Why that situation was there? Because the devotees were fighting for each other's power, prestige, their views. So these kind of things were creeping in. And it is not that it was happening at that particular situation. It is, that situation is today also, not just in the mud or anything, but it is everywhere. Any ashram, if you look at it, there are conflicts, there are disagreements. Now, the question is that how do we deal with this fire? The fire need to be dealt when it is small. Then only it can be extinguished quickly. The moment the fire grows, then it becomes very difficult to handle that fire. So addressing these disagreements at the immediate level is something which is more important, most important thing. So one thing is that having this unhealthy fires which need to be dealt with, it need to be extinguished. But there are healthy fires also. And we need to spark these healthy fires. The healthy fires of devotional service. There are devotees who want to perform various services, very enthusiastically perform services, at home, at ashram, in temple, anywhere. So that is the spark, that is the fire. If we increase that fire, then automatically the other negative fires will get lost. So that is one thing which need to be seen. So we'll now discuss how we need to deal this fire of disagreement, you know, or the unhealthy disagreements. How do we handle this? So how do we need to work internally for ourselves? That one aspect we'll discuss, and then externally also what need to be done. So to internally work on this aspect, we need to practice is tolerance. So all of us have heard many times the story of the porcupines. In the chilly winter of these porcupines, they come together, right? And when they are sticking to each other, the sharp spines of these porcupines are hurting each other. They are poking with each other, right? And when it is poking, it is hurting. Well, they are sharp, right? Like a knife. It's cutting and it's bleeding. And when this happens, some of the porcupines, they said, it's too much of trouble here. Let me move out from this place. So some of them actually move out. And when they move out, what happens? The chilly winter. That is killing them. And some of them die. And some of them realize their mistake and they feel, no, I think we should come back. We should come together, stay together. So what this small story actually tells us, that it teaches us that how we can ignore the pain which is caused by words or actions of somebody. So we need to just ignore for the larger good. Here the larger good was that they had to save their life than just this poking. Similarly for us, the association of devotees is such an important thing, because without that we cannot practice Krishna consciousness. We may practice for some time, but over a period of time we may just lose it. So going away should not be the end of all troubles. Sometimes we feel that, okay, let me get out of this association, or let me get out of this service. Sometimes when devotees are doing services, one devotee wants to do service in a particular way, the other person wants to do it in a particular way, and then there is a conflict. And then devotee says, I don't want to do this now. Let me take up some other service. But going away is not a solution, because it could be beginning of any new problem also. So that understanding we should have. And these heartaches or discomforts or pain, that may be cause. But ultimately the warmth of this association, that is what is going to keep us. When we are in difficult time, these are the devotees who may be available personally sometimes. Sometimes they may be available in the form of prayers. They are the people who are going to be with us at the end of our life, and who we don't know who is going to be there with us, whose prayers are going to be with us. So that's where this tolerance is so very important. Sometimes another aspect which need to understand, that there are people who are imperfect, so we may have to tolerate them. But we are also imperfect. We are not completely perfect people. And we should understand that somebody else is also tolerating us. Because they are tolerating us, we are able to survive, we are able to do some services. Suppose our spiritual master says that, okay, you know, you are not chanting your rounds properly, you need to have these particular standards. He may tell us, but he may not follow up with us, that how you are doing, let me understand this. What will happen? We'll just run away. So he's just tolerating us. Srila Prabhupada also tolerated us. Another tolerance is for the pleasure of the authorities. Sometimes the authorities may tell us that, okay, you need to do this particular service in particular manner. And because of their instructions, we just follow this. We can see from the example of Prithu Maharaj, when he was performing the Ashwamedh Yajna, what was happening. Indra was coming and he was trying to steal the Ashwamedh, the horse, right? And many attempts were done. And there was a point where Prithu Maharaj was kind of about to kill Indra. He was going to attack Indra in such a manner that so that he kills him. And this was not going to end at any point. But ultimately Brahmaji had to intervene. And Brahmaji told that now everyone, you, the purpose of performing this Ashwamedh Yajna was to satisfy all the demigods. They are all satisfied. So now you leave it at this point of time. So giving up that particular thing for Prithu Maharaj, on just on the instruction of Brahmaji, because he felt that he saw that my authority is telling, you know, so I should follow that. So respecting them, tolerance is, we are able to practice tolerance when there is sufficient empathy around us. So that's why the aspect of care, the devotee care, is so important. And we are fortunate that somehow by here in this temple, by the vision of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, we have so many ways of devotee care here in the ashram or the grihasthas also. Such loving care on the physical, emotional and spiritual level is given. So that devotee care is important. Then the tolerance is much easier. And one more last thing which about the tolerance is that we may have to, when we are tolerating somebody, what is the impetus? How we tolerate others? The tolerance can happen when we see beyond what we can see by our visible eyes. Some devotees may not be able, maybe imperfect in performing devotional service. Sometimes we may just judge that, oh, this devotee is behaving like this, performing services like this. But there are some services he may be doing in a much, much better way than us, which we may not know also. So when we try to find out the other side of the devotees or other side of the people also, then we are able to tolerate that person. We actually understand the glory of this person. So these are like some thoughts which are there in terms of tolerance. Now the second aspect which goes beyond tolerance. So tolerance is kind of first level. The second level goes to the cooperation. And we can see that cooperation again can be done in the selfish motives also. So we see the pastime of Amrut Manthan, right? So what happens? There is a cooperation between demigods and demons. They come together to churn the milk ocean to get what? Nectar. So that to have immortality. So this is something which is based on selfish motives. But what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us is through various pastimes. I mean, we take look at the pastime of Gundicha Marjanam. What was happening? That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us how to please the Lord, how to please the Lord by cleansing our heart. And cleansing our heart was not just the cleansing of the temple, Gundicha temple. It was thoroughly cleansed. But what was it? It was a complete cooperation. All the devotees were performing various services. Somebody was bringing the water, somebody was bringing the pots, somebody was bringing the brooms, they were cleaning the brooms, somebody was cleaning the top, somebody was cleaning the floor, somebody was cleaning the walls. So everybody was engaged in some service. They were cooperating with each other to perform these services. So the cooperation for the higher purpose is something which is the most important thing which we need to see. And we can see the pastime of Jharikhand also, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the forest of Jharikhand. And we all know the pastime, how these different animals, like tigers, deers, elephants, crocodiles, lions, all of them, they were coming together and they were performing Sankirtan. Now these animals, they were attacking each other in other time. But here, when in the part of, during the Sankirtan, they were coming and dancing in ecstasy, right? So Srila Prabhupada also did the similar pastime. He went all over the world and he got all of us who are like two-legged animals, right? With somebody who is aggressive, somebody is mild, somebody is rich, somebody is poor, somebody is intelligent, somebody is not so intelligent. But all of these people he brought together to perform Sankirtan. So, Prabhupada mentioned that how we can show this our love for him. He said that you just cooperate. So how do we cooperate? So we cooperate by performing Sankirtan. So today is a very auspicious day of disappearance day of Srila Haridas Thakur. So who practice the chanting of holy name, he was Namacharya. So what is Sankirtan? Sankirtan means, like just before we started the class, we were performing Guru Puja and all of us were dancing together in Kirtan. So the Sankirtan is not just about dancing in the Kirtan and singing the Kirtan. The Sankirtan is beyond that also. Sankirtan means we need to cooperate with each other. That is Sankirtan. Because, imagine somebody is singing who is leading the Kirtan and some other people start singing in some different tune. How it will sound? Or the person who is playing kartal and person who is playing mrudang or different instruments, they play it in a different manner. How does that going to, will it sound good to our ears? It will not. So Sankirtan means coming together for performing the services. So the fire of Sankirtan, the fire of cooperation should replace the fire of our personal egos or envy. So that is the fire of cooperation which we can practice. Now the third level which goes beyond these things is the loving relationships. Because when a person loves another person, he doesn't see the faults of that person. Like for example, especially this is seen in the mothers, they don't see the fault in the children. They ignore the small mistakes. And we can see this in our lives also. When we are dealing with devotees whom we know well, so if they sometimes make mistakes, we do not react that, oh, why he is doing this mistake. It's just a slip of tongue or a slip of activity. But we don't take it so seriously. But if somebody whom we don't know, then what happens? Immediately we start judging. We start putting labels to that person. Oh, this person is like this. You know, he is very arrogant. Now that person might have probably done that due to particular circumstances. We don't have seen that. So Rupa Goswami tells how to practice this loving relationship. And in Nectar of Instruction, the fourth verse, all of us know that he says that dadati pratigrnati guhyam akhyati prachyati bhungte bhojayate chaiva sadvidam priti lakshanam. The six signs of loving relationship. What are these six signs? That accepting the gifts which are given in charity, giving the gifts, then prasad, receiving prasad, giving prasad, understanding from each other, sharing in confidence about our mind's condition, what we are going through, understand and taking guidance from somebody else. There are six ways, six exchanges which Rupa Goswami teaches us. So this relationship is such an important aspect. So I was just reading that one in one book, that how do we develop this relationship and how do we develop this rapport with people? Now, developing rapport, many times we see that we choose that, okay, with this person I will develop rapport, not with this person. Because, you know, if I develop good rapport with this person, it will help me in short term or long term, you know. But we really don't know with who is going to help us in which mode of our life. So, one mistake which happens is that when we establish a relationship with somebody, the first time we develop a wonderful rapport with the person. But as soon as, like over a period of time, we feel we start taking things for granted with that person. We feel, I know this person, I know this him for or her for so many years now. So I don't have to bother much about it. But here, this is where actually we go wrong. If we have to maintain a good relationship, we have to always think that I need to develop rapport with this person again and again. It's like renewing of the agreement. Somebody who's staying in a rental apartment need to renew the agreement over a period of over 1 year or 2 years. Similarly, connecting with people on again and again on a regular basis is so very important to make them feel important part of their life. Now, of course, we cannot do with all the people and we are not like Krishna who can reciprocate with everyone. But at least the sincere attempt to be connected, acknowledging them. Many times we don't even acknowledge each other. We just walk through as if you don't exist. The person doesn't exist. And we all are devotees and we see each other. We may not know each other, but we can at least greet each other. We can smile at each other. There are basic simple things which sometimes we miss out. So this, to make somebody feel special, we need genuinity. We cannot fake it. We cannot act like we are acting in a drama. We have to actually genuinely feel the importance, especially to connect with the devotees. And whatever is required, we need to do. So I came across this wonderful book written by His Grace Shubha Vilas Prabhu, The Open-Eyed Meditation. Some of you might have read this book. And this chapter, first chapter of this book is called Yoga of Communication. And it's a wonderful chapter and I think each one of us can read that. So that, in that book, he talks about Yoga of Communication, how to develop a good relationship. What are things we need to do? So he talks about three types of yogas. Yoga of interaction, yoga of participation, and yoga of non-intervention. So we will just discuss this briefly about each aspect. So in yoga of interaction, he talks about if we focus on the needs, interest, and concerns of other people. So when we start doing that, understanding people's needs, their interests, their concerns, then they definitely start feeling that, okay, this person thinks that I am somebody special for him or her. So, that is one thing. Second thing which he also talks is about empathetic listening. Listening without diagnosing. Because many times, it is our addiction to conclude without listening. Especially, if somebody comes and asks us some questions related to Krishna consciousness, many times we just jump to the answers. Haan, ye toh mujhe maloom hai. This can be done easily without even understanding the problem. So, Radha Gopinath Prabhu always gives this example, like how when in his childhood, when he used to go to his doctor, as soon as he used to enter the doctor, when he used to see Prabhuji coming in from the door, he used to start writing prescription for him without even understanding what is his problem, what health situation he has. So many times we just come to this conclusion before without listening. So this is an unfortunate thing that, you know, many times in our schools also, we have never been taught, we have been taught about many other things, about speaking, writing. But listening is the skill which is not taught to us. And that's where we go wrong. And that's why all the difficulties for when somebody is speaking, but listening. Prabhupada also speaks about listening to the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. When you are chanting, listening to each mantra. Now that listening doesn't happen. And that's where the whole problem is. And listening not just by the ears, but listening from the heart, which is very important. Unless we hear from the heart will not get purified by the holy name. So the yoga of interaction is basically, he talks about how Lord Ram was so loved by the people or the citizens of Ayodhya, because he was always being part of the sorrows and joys of these people, their citizens. And because he was like this, he was so much loved. Then the second part is yoga of participation. So here, in participation, the personal opinions, many times we have our own personal opinions, and when we have our personal opinions, we do not value other people's opinion, what they feel about it, what are their viewpoints, that is missed out. And people feel, when the people feel valued or wanted, they participate in a relationship. They feel that, okay, somebody is listening to me, they are valued, their opinions are valued. And they give credits, when we give credits to others. So here he gives the example of Hanumanji, how Hanumanji, he met Sita in Lanka, he told that I am just insignificant messenger, I don't know anything, but the person, people over there behind who are with Lord Ram, they are much more powerful people. And if I can come here and do all this thing, destruction of Lanka, then imagine what these people can do. So he was building the confidence in Sita Maya and giving the credits to the people who were at the background. And the third thing which in the yoga of communication comes is yoga of non-intervention. So this is also very important principles, because many times we develop good relationship and we start expecting people to behave like the way we do things. If I speak like this, you should also speak like this. If I get up at this time, you should also get up at this time. So we start encroaching their space. When you sit in a car, right? Many times, like, you know, where there is a share rickshaw or share taxi, there are not three people who sit on the seat. There are four people. And if you go to some villages, sometimes there are 12 people sitting in a car. Right? They travel like this. So that's a fact. Do we feel comfortable in such situation? Simple example, when we travel by train, do we feel comfortable when we are traveling in a crowded train? It's simply impossible. And that's what happens when in the relationships also. We start encroaching others' space. Sometimes this happens amongst, in the family members, the husband, wife. If they start taking granted that, okay, when I do this, no, you have to be like this. But they have their own aspirations, own space, which is not given. We do this with children. They have their own space. We don't give them that space. So giving this space is important. It's not that, you know, that can give complete space. But in a balanced manner, doing this is important. Otherwise, we are just trying to create our own replicas. We are trying to control others. And when we try to control each others, that is what is going to cause stress for ourselves also. Because we are not able to control ourselves. What to talk about controlling others? Controlling ourselves itself is a stress. But when we try to control others, it causes more stress. So, what we need to do, he talks about that, appreciate and accept people the way they are. And while simultaneously allowing us to remain at peace in the way we are. So accepting people the way they are is one aspect. Right? We may sometimes do that. We may accept it. But internally, many times it starts getting affected. Because we are then getting into conflict with ourselves. So to balance that and remain at peace with ourselves is also important. Here he gives the example of Pandavas. How these different personalities, five different personalities, completely different nature. Somebody was good in archery, somebody was good in was following the dharma, somebody was good in power, right? Somebody were good looking, and somebody had skills. Nakul and Sahadev, they had skills. So all of them had different skills, but they accepted well with each other, and that's why they were so powerful. And they, five of them could conquer the hundreds of Kauravas. So this relationship, understanding this relationship, is something which is very important. So these three aspects which develops, it helps us to build up relationship, loving relationship with each other. And when these loving relationship are there, it becomes easy to tolerate, or the disagreements, the unhealthy disagreements, can be tackled in a better way. Now, these are internal working which we need to do with ourselves. But in spite of this also, there are situations where people may have conflict, the devotees may have conflict. And when there are difference of opinions, what happens most of the times is that we don't confront. We just keep it with ourselves, and then over a period of time, we put it on the carpet, and then it starts growing. It's like a cancer. And sometimes it just bursts out in a wrong manner. So confronting maturely and compassionately is very important. Otherwise, we end up doing a blunder by attacking the person and not the issue. When we do this, when we have open discussion with humility and approach the person and talks about the concerns what you have, what happens is that many times when we clarify things with the person, we realize that many faults lies with us. And we come to a conclusion of our own understanding, what we need to do. Similarly, when we are giving feedback, are we giving the feedback just to tell the person? How do we give the feedback is also very important. So the important principle while giving feedback is also, first is to connect with the person. If we have a good connection, then giving feedback is much easier. So first connect and then correct. That is a principle which we need to look at. So this kind of disagreements, whenever they come, we need to address it at the earliest. If we are not able to address it, then we need to seek help from somebody who can address us, who can actually help us, mediate for us, so that we develop a good relationship. At least, not a good relationship, but at least a relationship which is in a Vaishnava philosophy, which falls under the Vaishnava philosophy. So that at least the attempt can happen. So this is how we can look at the different aspects of disagreements and agreements. Now, today being the disappearance day of His Holiness Srila Haridas Thakur Namacharya, so we'll just briefly talk about the holy name also. So I was hearing this class given by His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. It was given at Benapol in Bangladesh in 2004. So in this class, this is the place of pastime of Srila Haridas Thakur, and in this class, Radhanath Maharaj was talking about how we can develop taste for the holy name. Because this is the day we can pray to Haridas Thakur for this particular boon. So one thing, so all these challenges what we discussed before that, so Maharaj talks about that taste for holy name has power to solve the problems of life, all the problems of life. So this is something which is very, very significant, because we may try all these things, tolerance, cooperation, loving relationship, it may not work. First, to practice this itself, we need to have a strength. To practice tolerance or cooperation on these things, we need strength. So that strength can come only by holy name. So he says that one thing which we need to do, and this is giving the example how Srila Haridas Thakur was practicing this. He says that one has to serve the great souls in humble mood.
And Haridas Thakur was serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a very, very humble mood, right? Many times, many pastimes where he was dealing with Jagai Madhai or he was beaten up in the marketplace. And we need to understand who this personality was. It was none other than Brahmaji, who has come and taken birth in a low family, low culture family. And he has become Namacharya. So this is one aspect that, you know, practicing humility and serving the great souls. Second thing he talks about is don't offend anyone. Because the offenses will take away the taste for the holy name. Third thing which he also mentions, how Haridas Thakur was asking for a boon in Mahaprakash Leela. And what was the boon which he was asking? That he was saying that every birth award me remnants of Vaishnavas. Now this is again a very important principle which we need to understand. That what is the remnants of Vaishnavas? So we normally, like whenever there are devotees, especially senior devotees, sannyasis who are there, and then we go and we try to take the remnants of these Vaishnavas. So sometimes we may take these things, or even our fellow devotees or friends, from there also we take. But just imagine, that is just a temporary thing. But if every day we have been told that there is a pile of remnants which is left there, just go and have that as prasad. How many of us actually will go and take that? We'll not. The remnants actually means there's not just the food which is left over, but remnants means the words which are coming out from the mouth of pure devotees. So taking that is something which is important. Taking their instructions. Taking the instruction of Srila Prabhupada or our spiritual master, what they are telling us, that is something which we need to be eager to. Another thing which Maharaj mentions is about the firm determination. So Haridas Thakur was chanting 122 rounds every day, and on the final days, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's servant Govind, he went and took Mahaprasad on the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He went and went to Siddha Bakul where Srila Haridas Thakur was lying down. And he offered him that, okay, take this Mahaprasad, which is of Jagannath Ji. So Srila Haridas Thakur was hesitant. He said, I have not yet completed my rounds. And without that, how can I take this Mahaprasad? But then when he told, Govind told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given and offered, then he said that just for, to respect the Mahaprasad, I'll take small morsel of that. And then he continued his chanting. So his determination to yes, say yes to positive thing, and determination to say no, which is not required, unfavorable things. And the intensity with which he was doing this, and enthusiasm. So his intensity and enthusiasm were so high, when even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that, you know, you don't have to follow the vow of chanting 192 rounds. You can reduce it. Your health is not good. But he did not compromise on his intensity and enthusiasm. So that is another quality which one need to develop. Srila Haridas Thakur said that, I am spiritually diseased. And that's why I need to take these medicines. For a physical disease, we may have some medicines. But spiritual disease, this is the only medicine which we can cure us. And the last thing which His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj mentioned is that we may again have all these things. But to have the taste for the holy name, we should long for it. We should beg for it. We should plead for it. And we should yearn for this taste of the holy name. So these are so very important things, because unless and until we have this desire to develop the taste, other things will not even manifest. So today, on this auspicious day, we can pray to Srila Haridas Thakur that let us all collectively and individually develop this taste for the holy name. And when we develop this taste, then the agreements and disagreements of this world will not matter. The agreements and disagreements of devotees will not matter for us. So these are my small realizations or understandings which I have read, heard from various Vaishnavas. So I just humbly presented this to all of you. Thank you very much for tolerating me and accepting me. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.